Today, we'll be sharing a bit about what Agents of Hope is, the launch ceremony for Hope Channel Canada earlier this year, as well as some of the history of Hope Channel. We'll feature an interview with Brad Thorpe, one of the founders of Hope Channel, and we'll share with you the rich history and the exciting things for the future of Hope Channel Canada. And I hope you'll be excited and inspired by what's in store as you hear about this and you hear about all this history. So finally, we want to share a testimony with you of someone who has been blessed by this ministry. Stay tuned. Agents of Hope starts now. Welcome to Agents of Hope, where we inspire hope in what God can do through everyday people, despite the fact that we live in this broken world. First of all, thank you for being with us on this project and to make Hope Channel Canada possible. If you're not an agent of hope yet, we want to share with you how that can be possible, how you can become one. There's someone I want to introduce to you today, and this is Tiffany. Tiffany Campbell-Daly, she's our Agents of Hope Coordinator, and she's the mouthpiece of our team. She's connecting you with information, with vital information, with updates, and reaching out to you. And so, hello, Tiffany. How are you doing today?
Hi, Evaldo. Thank you so much for asking. I am doing great. And thank you to all of you for watching. Thank you for having us in your home, on your mobile device, or any other way that you are watching.
And if I could ask you, how can one become an agent of hope?
That's a great question. There are many ways that someone can be part of this movement to reach our neighbors in Canada. Firstly, we appreciate your prayers for this ministry and those who have been impacted and will continue to be impacted. If you are able to give a monetary donation to assist with production costs and reaching others through Hope Channel Canada, please donate online by visiting agentsofhope.ca, via check payable to the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada at the following address: Hope Channel Canada, 1148 King Street East, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H1H8, or give us a call at 905-433-0011 or toll free 1-800-263-7868.
All right, that's great information. Thank you, Tiffany, for all that. And I want to thank you personally. Thank you for your donation, you who have already contributed to Agents of Hope and Hope Channel Canada. We could not do this great work without you. And we want to thank you for your sacrificial contribution to impact your neighbors through this program. Because of your act of love, you made it possible for us to build the set that we are currently shooting on, and we are purchasing some equipment. We have purchased some, but your donations will also help us go further and purchase more equipment to give you a better viewing experience. Now, one of the things we'd like to do here during our program is to share with you some of the messages that come through us via email, social media, or text. And they come from agents of hope like you. So this week, I'd like to share a message that comes from Michelle Solero. Michelle actually happens to be the producer for Agents of Hope. And here is what she said. I've been very blessed to be working on this program, and I'm thrilled to be sharing Canadian stories and impacting our direct community through the work of this show. My prayer is that the interviews we air and the testimonies we share will inspire hope in our viewers that they too can be agents of hope and reach our neighbors for Jesus. Thank you, Michelle.
We wanted to share with you a step-by-step guide to donating on our website. First, visit agentsofhope.ca and scroll down until you find the Ways to Give icon. You have a few options. you can click the online icon where you will be taken to a donation portal and can donate via PayPal or with a debit or credit card and are able to choose your amount and if you would like it to be a one-time, monthly, or yearly donation. Alternatively, you can also follow the instructions listed to mail in a check or send your donation to us by phone. Thank you for your generous support and contributions so that we can continue sharing with Canada that in Jesus, there's more to life.
Welcome back to Agents of Hope, where we partner together to tell Canada that there is more to life and it can be found in Jesus. You know, hope is at the very core of our name, is at the very core of our mission, Hope Channel Canada. And Hope Channel Canada is part of our larger network of Hope Channels across the world. Hope Channel was actually founded back in 2003. And today, guess what? I have the privilege of having here in the studio the person who was leading the work to have Hope Channel created, Hope Channel established back in 2003 in the United States. And today I have Brett Thorpe. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Privilege and a wonderful opportunity to be here with you. Thank you, Evaldo.
That is great. And you know, right off the bat, I need to ask this question, Brett, because I said that Hope Channel was founded in the United States, but I heard that it actually the idea originated, or maybe the very work originated in British Columbia, in a home. Is that true?
Yes, it is. The creation of Hope Channel was not something that was my idea. It's really a team. And that's why your participation as an agent of hope is important, because we're all part of a big team. But the idea began to develop that we should have a global television network. And at the time, my wife, Candace and myself and our family were living in the Okanagan Valley, in the little town of Oliver and then in Kelowna. And when Hope Channel actually began broadcasting and we began to put the schedules together and all those things, it was from our home in Kelowna. However, let me be very clear, the actual sponsor of the entire global Hope Channel network, which now is 85 channels with Hope Channel Canada, is actually the sponsorship of the World Seventh-day Adventist Church, which is headquartered in Silver Spring, Maryland. So it was a big team, and it was the privilege of myself and Candace to be part of that whole idea and getting it started. We later moved from Kelowna to the area of Washington, D.C., and from the headquarters in Silver Springs, that's where Hope Channel International, which is the mother channel, is actually based.
So that's great. And you said, you know, that the motivation may be to begin it. But if you were to pinpoint one big motivator, something that was in your heart, in your mind, you know, we need to get this going. What was it that, you know, challenged you into starting this?
Pastor Evaldo, Hope Channel as we know it today, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week channel, is actually based and rooted in the whole concept of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with the world. And the World Adventist Church was sponsoring what we referred to as satellite evangelism. And these were specific, in the industry it's called narrow casting, one location broadcast to many other locations. And the first major event in North America was called Net 95. And about one event that you just asked about, I was standing at the line where on one hand, Pastor Mark Finley, who was the speaker, and on the other hand was the large audience in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and back of the backdrop was our production team. And I stood there and I was watching Pastor Finley, and I looked at a television monitor, which was backstage, and I could see that within about a second and a half from the stage to the satellite, 24,000 miles, which is about 35,000 kilometers up in the sky, all the way up and down, all over North America, was the signal. I thought to myself, my, what an incredible blessing it would be to have a service like this full-time to be able to be broadcast around the world. That was kind of the first big aha realization for the development of Hope Channel?
Wow, that's great. You know, I'm a musician, right?
Yes.
And inspiration can come at any time.
Yeah. Like
people say, you know, making music is maybe 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Because
yeah.
a lot of work has to be put into it.
Right.
So that was the moment, the aha moment. But from that moment going forward, can you name a few challenges that you found that you encountered along the way?
Well, in establishing a television network and a channel like Hope Channel Canada, there are many different components. First of all, there is a clear mission. Jesus has called us to share the message. Number two is the team, and I'm so glad for your leadership and the whole team that is involved here in Hope Channel Canada. Thirdly is the facilities that are needed. And we've got a beautiful facility here in Oshawa, a very nice studio. You're going to see more and more of that in production that is across the whole nation. Then the fourth thing is distribution. You can create great programs, but if people aren't watching, it doesn't mean anything. So distribution is a major component of that. And then there is the network, the foundation that makes it possible and supports it. It's the network of people, viewers, supporters who they are the agents of hope.
Yes.
And they are individuals who, first of all, are people of prayer, people who share the vision and the mission of Jesus Christ to take the gospel to the world. And thirdly, to do the practical things. And the practical thing is to distribute Hope Channel in their local area, to do everything possible to advertise and distribute. And then not most important, but a vital component is the actual money that we need to make something like this happen. TV production is not inexpensive, it's not cheap, and we need to have good quality production, excellent shows, a wide variety, and that takes financial support. And that's where you and I, as agents of hope, make a big difference.
That's true, and thanks for saying that. We're gonna get back to that shortly. But I want to ask you another question. In going through the challenges, right, and seeing God's blessings, I wonder if there's been maybe one major occurrence where you said, you know, everything has been God's doing, but there's no way this would ever happen if God wasn't there. Kind of a major miracle you saw happen, maybe.
Well, Hope Channel Network and channels individually are miraculous events of God, and it's a God thing that has happened. One spectacular event, you know, as a Canadian coming from British Columbia, I have flown scores of times back and forth across the continent. You look down from the plane and you see these vast areas that are uninhabited, but then you come to these cities of light, massive areas of as far as you can see from 30,000 feet up in the air, there's lights of homes and people, etc. How is God going to do this? And a real great miracle was how God put together a combination of circumstances and people so that Hope Channel International is distributed on the DirecTV network, which is based in the United States. It's the largest direct-to-air satellite service in the world, in North America, I should say, and God created a special opportunity for us to get onto DirecTV, and all I can say is thank God it was a miracle.
Praise God, praise God. Now, Brad is a pastor, right? You heard this. He's passionate about communicating that there is more to life.
Amen.
And that can be found in Jesus. And today, Brad, I know you serve as the overall pastor, if I could say, the pastor who leads the work of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, we are here in Oshawa, Ontario right now. We are recording this interview, we are producing shows here. How can this benefit or bless people in British Columbia and across Canada?
I'm so glad you asked that question. And I'm so glad for your support and particularly for the support of our church family across and Christian believers and believers who believe in hope and a better way of life in Western Canada. Practically speaking, number one, we need to be committed to the value and the importance of hope and optimism that is what is involved with in the Hope Channel. Number two is the experience of prayerfully asking God every day to use the broadcast to touch people's lives. Number three is to distribute it. And I would invite every one of you, wherever you are across Canada, whether it's in Labrador, Newfoundland, or whether it's in British Columbia, to use every means possible. First of all, your friends and neighbors, your family, your church family, and then in your community, what way can it be distributed? Many of our communities still have small newspapers that are very widely read. Use the social media, billboards, signs. Let's do everything possible to help individuals everywhere to become aware of the opportunity of the Hope Channel. And then financially to make contributions and to support it. And if possible, some of you might even be involved in the actual production, the shows, the programs that are being produced. Share your testimony. Pastor Evaldo, the team here needs to know and hear from you the hope that changes and transforms your life.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Brad. Thanks for being here. This is certainly not the first, but not the last time we talk here on Agents of Hope. And we look forward to seeing you here again. And for you, I'd like to say, come and partner with us. Become an agent of hope today so we can spread the word and let Canada and the world know that there is more to life and it can be found in Jesus.
Did you know that you can find Agents of Hope on social media? You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram to join us on our journey of spreading hope. Learn how you can become an agent of hope and inspire others to become agents of hope as well. On Facebook, search Agents of Hope and look for our logo, which you can see on the screen. On Instagram, search our handle at agents.of.hope and give us a follow. We look forward to connecting with you. We would love to be able to connect with you on our website, agentsofhope.ca, where you can find a variety of valuable resources, updates, where to donate, different ministries, and much, much more. Our website is simple to navigate and provides all of the tools necessary that you need in order to become an agent of hope and to encourage others to join us on this important journey of letting Canadians know that in Jesus, there's more to life.
Welcome back to the show. We are going to be featuring a couple of video interviews from our launch ceremony, which took place on March 1st. And you're going to hear what these individuals are excited about in terms of Hope Channel Canada.
It was an unforgettable ceremony and the beginning of a new chapter for media ministry in Canada. On March 1st, a small gathering of approximately 40 people, including communication leaders and board members, came together to worship and praise God in the newly renovated studio for Hope Channel Canada in Oshawa, Ontario. Hope Channel Canada has joined the global network of over 80 Hope Channels to feature content created by Canadians for Canadians. Representatives from Hope Channel International, along with the leaders of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada, were in attendance. The evening was filled with encouraging words and inspiring messages about how God has opened the doors for media ministry in Canada.
Canadian content.
The worship service marked a milestone and new beginning for television programming created to meet the unique needs of Canadians. Hope Channel began in 2003 in the United States and started broadcasting in Canada in 2012. Today, the communication team led by Pastor Evaldo Vicente and located at the national headquarters of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada is sharing the vision of hope that in Jesus, there's more to life.
It takes a team of workers. When we had this concept of having the Hope Channel in Canada, the CRTC had rules that there can be no single faith, single point of view network allowed in Canada, and that's for the diversity that we have. I want to hear stories of changed lives, stories of people who found faith, and stories of people that have been transformed.
I will be initially hosting The Gift, which is a show that shares with the community more of God's love for us, His children, through the gift of the Sabbath. And so we're going to be talking about the roots, relationships, and the reasons why Jesus wants us in a relationship with Him through the Sabbath day. I want to see material and programming that shares the love of Jesus as widely as possible, and to have a Canadian profile that says that the Seventh-day Adventist Church is here for service and to uplift the gospel of Jesus Christ. I see hearts warmed, lives changed. I see individuals looking to learn more and to grow in their relationship with Jesus. I see Hope Channel as being just that, a medium that promotes hope, hope in the soon coming of our Lord, and hope that their relationship with Jesus Christ can grow stronger and richer as they look to Him for the answers of life.
Well, I think it was a combination of a long journey, many dreams, and a lot of prayer. And I praise God that we see the community coming together, our leadership, to celebrate this new phase of evangelism here in Canada, where we're producing here Canadian content to reach Canadian homes. So I'm very excited, a little bit tired, but I'm very excited to see it be part of that story of Hope Channel Canada. In Canada, we don't suffer many issues like other countries, right? As an immigrant coming from Brazil, we face poverty, many aspects that we don't see here. People have more comfort. But even with this special or even comfortable life, they are missing something. The Bible says that God put eternity in the heart of man. So you can try to fill that void with many things, but just something that is eternal can fill a void that is the size of eternity. Only God can fill that. So there's more to life. For sure, we want to develop content here in Canada by Canadians. And our goal by the end of this year is to have 10 hours a week of new content, right? We have 160 hours a week. It's a lot. But by God's grace, this year's 10 hours, and we'll build up as we get more support of humans, human resources, but also financially. That, I think, was one of the limitations. However, we believe that God is the owner of the silver and the gold, and He'll provide and open the doors for us to accomplish our mission. I want to thank you, everyone that is willing to become an agent of hope, someone that will carry the message of hope here in Canada and across the world. I want to tell you, thank you so much for your support. Tell your friends, and you can become an agent of hope, praying for us, become a volunteer, and donating. Any dollar can make the difference, because God is able to multiply. May God bless you, and I hope you to become an agent of hope.
Now, we would love to have your support. We would love to hear from you about how you've been impacted by Hope Channel Canada and Agents of Hope.
Okay, Evaldo, one question we have gotten over and over again is, what is an agent of hope and what kind of characteristics do they have?
Well, I'd like to say to you now that that's a great question to begin with. But here's the thing, to put it simply, we want everyone to become an agent of hope and to spread the good news that in Jesus, there is more to life. But you know, to be more specific, an agent of hope is someone who decides to be intentional about being a blessing to their community, being a blessing to their family, to their neighbors, to their co-workers, associates, acquaintances, and people in their community. Agents of Hope are people like you and I, you know, people who can we can count on, people we can look up to. An agent of hope is someone who does extraordinary things because they're willing to go out of their way to be a blessing to others. Sometimes it is by helping someone monetarily, or it can be giving of their time or giving a word of encouragement. Maybe, you know, it's visiting someone in the hospital or writing a letter to someone in prison. Perhaps it is as simple as saying hello to someone who otherwise has gone unnoticed. And I want to emphasize that these are regular people like you and I, people who are bringing hope in a broken world. Right here at Hope Channel Canada, when you decide to be part of our mission of bringing hope to our country, you are a blessing for us, and you are a blessing for our whole country, and you become an agent of hope.
This show and this channel cannot be possible without viewers like you. Thank you for your generous contribution and for taking your time to watch this program. Every amount matters and helps us to impact more people together. Once again, please donate online at agentsofhope.ca via check payable to Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada at the following address: Hope Channel Canada, 1148 King Street East, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H1H8, or give us a call at 905-433-0011. We can also be reached toll-free at 1-800-263-7868.
There is something called the compound effect, whereby doubling something that starts off as insignificant, such as a penny, over 30 times yields to over $5 million. Most people would want that penny to be written off as being insignificant and invaluable. But even something as small as a penny has the capacity to make a huge and lasting impact down the road. Sometimes we feel that what we have to offer doesn't have much significance. But dear friends, I assure you that every bit counts when we are working with the God of the universe, who can multiply what we bring to the table. Perhaps you have more to give, more than a penny, and you want to have an impact by leaving a legacy. Maybe you've had a surplus and would be happy to connect with you and discuss how you can help us in that case. And so, thank you, and thank you. And I look forward to seeing you next time. And remember, together we can let Canada know that there is more to life.